direct primary care, how to use a DPC, and still protect yourself from major medical expenses across the country. Both patients and doctors are migrating to direct primary care, an innovative and relatively recent healthcare model in which patients pay a flat fee for unlimited in-person and virtual visits with their primary care physician. This article explores how direct primary care, DPC, works, the advantages of the model, and why thousands of patients and doctors are switching to primary care. I'll also discuss why DPC isn't designed to stand on its own. It's not a substitute for a full-fledged health plan that covers catastrophic medical incidents, hospitalizations, chemotherapy and radiation treatments, services, and visits with specialists. Instead, DPC should be combined with a good health sharing or traditional health insurance policy, so that the full spectrum of possible medical needs is addressed for every covered individual. How direct primary care works. Direct primary care, commonly called DPC, is a relatively recent innovation in delivering health care at the primary care level. Instead of accessing care through an insurance company middleman, direct primary care has patients or employers contract directly with a dedicated primary care practice. They pay a set, predictable monthly subscription fee like a health club membership, and in return, patients can see their primary care doctor as often as they like. With unlimited virtual and in-person appointments, DPC patients can receive all the medical services people traditionally get from their neighborhood, primary care, and family medicine doctors. Checkups/annual wellness visits, preventative medicine, counseling, immunizations/vaccinations, well baby visits, routine screenings, work excuse notes, medication monitoring and updating, treatment of minor injuries, colds and flus, referrals to specialists. What direct primary care does not cover. Direct primary care does not address major medical incidents, such as hospitalizations, surgeries, OO visits, cancer treatments, specialist treatments, or MRIs and other advanced imaging. While the need for these types of high-ticket services is hopefully very infrequent, care at this level is extremely expensive. Patients should not rely on DPC alone. The vast majority of people need some other form of protection in place to help them pay for significant and catastrophic medical events. The simplest and most cost-effective solution: health sharing. Health sharing picks up where DPC leaves off. Just as thousands of patients are flocking to DPC practices, they are also migrating from traditional health insurance plans to alternative health sharing plans. These are nonprofit voluntary associations of like-minded individuals who agree to share one another's medical bills. They are extremely effective at helping individuals and families pay large and catastrophic, unexpected medical bills, and they do so at up to 50% less than the cost of an unsubsidized Affordable Care Act qualified health insurance plan, eliminating redundancy. Don't pay twice for direct primary care. One common problem DPC patients have with health insurance and some other health care plan is having to pay twice for the same level of care. Here's why. For a health insurance plan to qualify as ACA compliant, they must include, at a minimum, the 10 minimum essential coverages mandated by the Affordable Care Act. Among these minimum essential coverages are primary care medicine and preventative medicine, both of which are included in your DPC plan. But the health insurance plan must by law include these benefits, even if you don't use them. This forces insurance premiums upward, even though the DPC member receives no benefit, since they would use their DPC practice to receive primary care services at no cost. In effect, using a traditional ACA-qualified health insurance plan means paying twice for the same primary care benefits, once in the form of a DPC subscription, and once in the form of health insurance premiums. Advantages for patients. Patients report high satisfaction ratings with direct primary care for several reasons. DPC physicians are able to take on significantly smaller patient loads. This translates into several important benefits for patients. They get more quality time with their doctors. They get shorter waiting lists and longer appointments, so they can get more in-depth, personalized care. No surprise medical bills. Once the low, affordable, and predictable subscription fee is paid, that's it. You'll pay no more co-insurance, co-payments, or deductibles to your PCP. Your monthly subscription covers everything. Cost savings. An analysis of 116 DPC practices found that the average monthly membership fee for DPC patients is $77.38. Meanwhile, new and insured patients, and those who have yet to meet their deductibles, pay an average of $160 to traditional fee-for-services practices for a single appointment. Perhaps most importantly, DPC effectively removes the cost barrier that causes many patients to put off needed healthcare services until they become much more urgent and expensive. DPC Direct, the health-sharing plan designed for direct primary care. You can combine any health-sharing plan on the market with a direct primary care membership to good effect. Each health-sharing plan is different, with a slightly different set of benefits perks, and different pricing. However, there is one health sharing plan that was specifically designed to work with DPC plans. DPC Direct. With DPC Direct, all applicants are required to hold a DPC membership or to join a DPC plan when they apply. DPC Direct is different from most other health sharing plans in that it specifically excludes the services you would normally get from your primary care physician. Again, this is to keep costs low and effectively prevent you from having to pay twice for the same primary care benefits. DPC Direct moves all your primary care services to your DPC practitioner. Instead, DPC Direct's benefits are tailored to emphasize things like catastrophic care, ER visits, surgery, cancer treatments, cardiac intervention, and other high-cost, low-frequency medical needs. This keeps DPC Direct's monthly costs as low as possible. The combined costs of DPC Direct and a direct primary care membership every month are still routinely much lower than the unsubsidized monthly cost of a full-fledged traditional health insurance policy. With the average all-in cost of a traditional health insurance policy for a young family of four topping $1,200 per month, the typical family can save thousands of dollars each year.